Well, good morning to all of you. We're glad you're here at Grace Bible Church on this last Sunday in the month of March. In our call to worship, we are going through 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the great passage dealing with love. We now come to verse 7, where it says, "Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things." The emphasis being on certain qualifications dealing with all things. How does love deal with all things? Basically is the thought that's being brought across by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Beareth all things. It's able to carry the load that's given to it. When I was growing up, I was small for my age. I was always the smallest kid in my class. And I remember there were many, many times when we would have to carry boxes or do stuff like that. "Come here, Todd, this is your size." And, you know, as a kid, you know, you always want to get the big box. But here, Todd, here's your size to carry. You know, I said, one of these days I'm gonna get the big box, you know, so I can show everybody that I can carry it. Well, you know, one thing about love, charity, agape love, is that it's able to carry the load that is given. God is so wonderful in this regard. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to put it like this, ask God to give you bigger shoulders to carry the burden that He's given you to carry. In other words, love will step in and will help you carry that load. Not only that, believeth all things. Now, this is not saying that we believe everything that everybody says. All right? That would be naive, would it not? What is he saying here? Is that love exercises faith. Love exercises faith. Love is not blind, but love believes God, because God is the author of love. And so we have to believe God. We talked about the illustration in Sunday school today about Gideon. God was working in Gideon's heart to bring him to a place where he would live by faith and not by sight. Not live by his wits, not live by his, you know, his talents and abilities, but rather live by faith. And God went through his life and kicked out every prop. We were talking about that just a moment ago with Mr. O'Pager. God kicked out every prop in Gideon's life, and the only thing he had left was whom? God Almighty. And did God give the victories? Absolutely he did. God fulfilled his word to Gideon, teaching him that we ought to exercise faith. Faith and love go together. Hopeth all things. Love is not doom and gloom. You know, knowing God is the most positive thing in your life. You know, no matter what I face on this earth, I'm going to be with Him for all eternity. Amen? I'm going to be with Him. I'm going to know the joys of His presence. I'm gonna be able to rejoice with Him for all eternity. So to walk around with your knuckles dragging the ground, with a long drawn out face about, "Oh, woe with me, I'm gonna go eat dirt," you know, that's not a place for love. And then finally, endureth all things. Love is tenacious. Love gets the job done. All I can think about is a mama taking care of her children. What motivates a mom to get up in the morning and get her children up and fix breakfast and get their lunch boxes ready for school and carry them off to school and then tend to the things of life for her children? It's love. It's love. You see, love is practical, and love is not just words. It produces fruit. And there are four of them that are listed in verse 7. In this passage of Scripture. Let's meditate on those. Let's think about those. And then look in our own lives. Is this apparent in my life? Am I exercising that kind of love that bears all things and believes God and trusts in Him and hopes in Him? That's the kind of faith and love we ought to have in our Christian life.